This is Classical IPR, Interlochen Public Radio, WIAA, Interlochen, WIAB, Mackinac City, WICV, East Jordan, and 94.7 in Traverse City. There's the end of my memorization. Fortunately, here in Studio A, nothing is going to be memorized for the next little bit. This is our first ever improvised live from Studio A, and we are here this morning with cast of Broadway's next hit musical. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Morning. We have Rob and Rebecca. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Eric's at the piano. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
You can barely hear him, but that was Eric. This is such a fun concept, an entire improvised musical. And of course, folks have heard of improv before, of making things up, but they usually think of it in terms of sketches. First, let's start and ask you, how did you get together as a troupe to perform this one function? Did you all play games together and then you just created the troupe, or what happened?
Well, the troupe formed, sort of built out of another show that was formed many years ago. And we all kind of came to it at different times. We all kind of, some people auditioned, some people sort of just osmosed their way in. And so, coming to it at different times, and now we've all been collectively on the road together for a number of years. So
did this just start out as one of the games you would play in a regular improv gathering, and you just felt like you had so far to go with it that you could keep going, or?
No, I mean, it really, the concept of the show was built, and it has grown from there, but it didn't necessarily come out of another concept. It was really one person's idea. Music improv is obviously something that's existed long before comedy. You know, I mean, people have been improvising music for a long time, and bringing that into the comedy improvisation world, I think, wasn't that much of a stretch. But this particular format was designed and created by one school of improvisation in New York, and then it has been changed and, you know, altered quite a bit to become Broadway's next hit musical as it is now. But it was, you know, it's built on the foundation of music improv, which now is a huge thing in New York City, and I'm sure all over the country. But again, this particular format has sort of found its feet on its own. So
now this is a new thing for the audience, an improvised musical. Can you explain how this works? So I know you have a very distinct structure of what happens in Act One and what happens in Act Two.
Right.
Rebecca.
And the first act is like the beginning of an award show, or during an award show, where presenters come out and they reach into a bucket and they get titles of songs that were created by the audience, actually. And then we create scenes and songs out of those titles that the audience... So the audience is actually deciding whether the show is funny. So let's be real. We do that, and each one of the actors does that, and then the audience will vote on which one they liked the most, and then we will come back and do an entire musical with hodgepodge costumes that we rush and put on in the back. Like, everything is, we have to decide now? Okay, great. And then we do that. It's all great.
But that musical is entirely based on that winning song, which includes the recreation of that song.
Right.
Okay.
And the whole show is emceed by Rob Gordon, who's standing here with us.
Hi, Rob.
And all the music, the instrumental part of that music is improvised by Eric at the piano.
So that is just a whole nother layer of improv to add there. When you're thinking about improvising music now, oh, maybe Eric, we should bring you up to a mic for a second. Eric, do you have a set of styles that you kind of keep in mind, like this might be my blues ballad, or this is my rock ballad, or something like that, that you have a basic structure you work with, or...?
It's not as much about having this sort of the style in the can. It's more if there is anything that we sort of have that we kind of that we rehearse and talk about as a group. It's structure. So we talk about AABA structure, verse chorus structure, or chorus verse structure, and then I was saying this to somebody the other day. It's as we play, it's sort of. Our brains sort of go into computer mode, and I think it's they sort of become an algorithm, and it's about kind of closing off different branches based on where each other are. It's like, oh, well, you know, we went here. Okay, so these lines are cut off, and then, you know, you eventually narrow it down. Like, okay, this is what we're doing. It's this structure. Like, we have this, and then we create a style together, and then we go from there.
Wow. Now let's talk about that then. As you mentioned, rehearsal. That's something a lot of folks don't understand that improv groups do, or how it works. And of course, every group has its own style of rehearsal. What do you do when you rehearse improv, especially musical improv?
Well, so much of it is about, for us, it's about, I mean, as improvisers in general, whether it's musical or not, so much is about learning to listen to one another and to what's called yes and each other, which is probably now it's become a large part of the culture, that phrase. But the idea of sort of accept one another's ideas and build upon those ideas. And on a musical level, we're really working. We work a lot on, as Eric said, understanding song structure, not sort of designing our own, but understanding how does music, you know, what is inherent to music in general and to songs. And then as we go, sort of understanding the direction in which we're going and staying very organic within it and trying to be very connected to, we're really listening to Eric and he's really listening to us, so that when we feel that chorus coming, we move to that chorus. And after that chorus, we have a sense of, are we going to a verse, or are we going to a bridge, or are we doing a chorus? You know, we're staying very present with one another. And specifically, I think the way that we find presence within that is to be very melodically connected, which is fun to talk about here at a place like Interlochen, where obviously, you know, people that are studying music here, that's a huge part of what they're studying is, you know, how to express a melody and how to, you know, dissect a melody. And that's what we're doing too. We're diving in and we're understanding how melody works and how to create melodies that are memorable to an audience, but also memorable to ourselves, so that when we get to that second verse, we can create that melody again.
Right, you've got to have a hook you can repeat.
Exactly.
Right. And I understand completely people being like, it's improvised. Why do you need to rehearse it? You don't have a script. But it's more practice. It's right. More, we're a team. We are doing a sport, quote unquote, and we are exercising our muscles. Right. We are drilling. Basically.
So rehearsal is about you guys as bonding.
Correct.
For you.
It really is. I mean, and there's a fair amount of mind reading that we do with one another. You know, there's a lot of moments where, like just before when we were warming up before the radio, Rebecca and I were singing and Eric was playing the piano, and there were some moments where, you know, we just sang, and Rebecca and I just sang the exact same words in harmony, not having written them ahead of time, but having done this so many times with one another that we know where we're, you know, you have a sense of where the other person is going, which can also be a trap, because then you start to expect that to happen and all of a sudden it doesn't happen, and you have to be 100% present so that when it doesn't happen, you are equally fine as if it did happen. So it's, you know, it's really knowing one another, trusting one another, and kind of agreeing without words to move in a common direction.
Mm-hmm. And again, that takes just a lot of time together to make that happen.
Exactly.
Well, let's do something.
Great.
Let's see how this works. So we're going to get a little taste kind of how our improvised musical is going to work tonight. How shall we begin?
Give us a suggestion of a song title, and we'll improvise that song.
Okay, let's see. How
Maybe
about
Rob Gordon? Yes. Could you elicit that suggestion? Rob's our MC, and you'll be hearing quite a bit from him tonight.
You know, Kate, we've fallen in love so very quickly this morning.
It's true.
I would very much from you like to just say a sentence, a short phrase, if you will.
It's early, and I'm in love.
Oh, so, Rob. Rebecca, it's early. I would like you two to sing the song that we all know oh so well. It's early and I'm in love.
Love is right there.
Rebecca singing It's Early and I'm in Love from the award-winning musical Clock Watchers.